The Gimel on the base, the second line from the top. Dorash Mirema. Mirema Dashit. Hani Asiraisa the Suri. That's bundles of kanim that are there to sell in the shuk. They sell it with a certain amount. That's how much they make the bundles. Afagav the Ogdon, even though it was tied. Laminyona Ba'almuhu the Ogdon. It was stam. It was time for minions. I skipped the word mesachem, but you can be mesachem. Why? Because even though it was counted, even though it's tied up, still minyan ba'amud agda, which means that this, the reason why we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to have chavilas, you're not allowed to have bundles, is because we're worried that let's say you're going to come from the field and you're going to come and put it on top of your sukkah, and it wasn't there the shame tzel, it was there the shame to be dried, so therefore a bundle's awesome. But over here, this type of bundle, there's no chashash of gzeis aitza. Why? Because it's not the normal thing to do with them is to put them up to dry. Fakat, when you're going to want to dry it, you're going to untie it. So therefore, since it's not the normal, so therefore, mele, when you're going to do it, there's no chashash that you did it l'shem minyan ba'alma, l'shem not sale. And when you're putting it on tap, even though you weren't eiged it, even though you weren't matir eigdan, still, it's going to be mutter because that's not the normal way. The normal way is to untie it. Talking about vayta.
They're not normally put out there for sale, right? It's not something that's for the minion. This bundle.
Now you put it up for sale. So the chashash is gzeis oitza that you normally put up bundle. Such a thing you don't normally put up as a bundle. Amar Baba, hani tzrifi de urbani. Tzrifi de urbani is this type of picture. It has like a teepee on tap, one bundle on tap, one tie on tap, and it gets wide on the bottom, and you have a string on bottom tying it. So now, Sekivon, Shehut Yerosh Madanim Shalahen, once the tap tie was untied, Ksherin, then it's already kosher. In fact, the Gemara of Agidim Mitatoi, it's still tied from the bottom one, who cares, the top one is untied, the bottom one is tied. I'm going to have Papa, the Shari Lu.
I think if you untie the top one, the thing falls apart.
Oh, so that's really what that's really the Gemara's tie says, the Shari Lu. Right, the way it looks in the picture, it's like very loose, the bottom one. The top one is tied. Top one is tied, the bottom one is loose. Yeah, the Shari Lu, so the Gemara says, that means you untie it a little bit, and you don't have to take away the string from it, but once you untie it already, that's enough. So the Gemara is saying, if Papa said that you untied the bottom one also.
Why didn't you untie the bottom one? It's only tied in one end, and to tie in one end is not called Aguda. No one carries around a bundle that's tied at one end, will fall apart on him and fall to pieces.
Yeah, so he was asking better. He was asking over here, it's mamish nothing. It's like, this tie is nothing. Yeah, the Gemara held that if it's still tied, then we're still chayshish for Gzei Ata Chavila. So the Mavai, if one of Yeshua, Amar, Afilu Tema, the Loi Shayaluhu, even if you don't untie it, call Agat, She'ena, Asla Tatla, the Loi Shme Agat. Any bundle that, any tie that you can't carry with it, that means, a little bit like you're trying to say, it's going to fall off by itself, you're going to carry it, it's going to fall apart. So they were saying, Loi Shme Agat, that's not called a tie. So therefore, over here, even though it has one tie to it still, but that's not considered a tie. Because it's not strong, it won't hold it. The vegetables that a person can use for Pesach for Mar, which means that, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, that there's two things, there's Chaitzev Ne'atumah and Mevi'im Ne'atumah. Mevi'im Ne'atumah means that if you have a piece of Tumah, a Tumah over here, Kazayas of mace on one end, you have a beam on top of it, and you have Eichel over here, it's going to be Metamah the Eichel, whatever it is, it's going to be Metamah that thing over there, because it's Ma'al ala Tumah. So now, that means Mavinas Atumah. So this vegetable that was on top of a Kazayas of a mace, or any Tumah, and it went over another thing, which is not Mekamel, which is not Tumah, so it's Metamah it, even though it's not touching. But that's enough to be metamit. It's like an oil. So these are yakis, I'm a vinus atoma. It brings tuma, like we just explained. And ve'ein chaitzim v'nei tuma. Normally, if it brings tuma, now the halacha is the tuma goes up ad l'rakia. But if there's a chatzitza, it stops. So this thing has a chumrah. First of all, it's mevi'in l'fnei tuma. It brings the other thing to tuma, and also it's not chaitzitz, which means the tuma continues. It doesn't stop it. Even though it's a vim of that tumma, it's not chayitz in that tumma.
It's called
denial
because it's maybe.
So we'll see. Upaislim besukkah mishum ave. What's the pasul from sukkah out ave? What does that mean? It means that there's two psulim in a sukkah. There's schach pasul and there's ave. Schach pasul you have till dalet tvachim. Ave you only have three tvachim. Ave more than three tvachim is a problem of lavet. That there's no lavet and it's pasul. So this has the chumrah, not like schach pasul, has a chumrah of ave. As a chum of ave, and it would be chaitzis three tvachim. So it has many chumras to it. That means it's mavinas a tuma, it's not chaitzis, which is a chumra, and a paisim besukum shem ave, which is a chumra. So the more my time, what's the reason? Why shouldn't it be like schach pasul? It's mesachich, but it's schach pasul. But the more kivan del chiyavshi, once it dries, pachi v'nafli, it falls apart. Kamandel snayu dami, it's like it's not here now, which means. Right now it's still wet. So if it has a wetness to it, it's standing. But once it dries, the sun dries it out, it's going to fall apart. It's going to fall right through.
It's going to be before the end of surface?
Yeah. So therefore, that's the reasoning for the two last things that we said. It's not chaytziv ne'atumah because it's not really going to stay, even though right now it is, but it's not going to stay for longer than that. And it's paisim asukum shem avim, it has a problem of avim because we're saying it's going to become like ave because it's going to fall apart. And it's going to fall through. So you're going to be left with ave. So therefore we told you right now already that you don't have, it doesn't pass with four tvachim, even with three tvachim it's possible. A new halacha.
Why is this dafka the Yerokish Allah Chacham Mad Mi'etz Mechavaz Be'Pesach? This doesn't apply to other actual dafka, these five that the Mishnah says, B'Sacham?
Good shot, huh? So Taisis explains, that it's you're right. If you can have a big vegetable, we won't say this. These are very thin, and therefore chazal more chayshish. When it dries, it falls apart much more. She was like this. If you cut. They used to cut the grapes, and the handles come along with it. What's a handle of a grape?
Stem.
The stem, something that holds the grape. So that, normally, if you want the handle, if you want the stems, then if the stems become tameh, the food also becomes tameh. That's the din of yad. Yad is that since it's the handle to it, it's connected to it, and you want it, so therefore, if the yad becomes tameh, then the food's going to become tameh. That's one halacha. So, but abaytza legat, if you're cutting the grapes in order to make wine, so you don't want the handles to come along. Why? Because it's gonna get stuck with the wine. You don't want it to come along and crush it together with the grapes. So therefore, ain lo yadis doesn't have a din as a yad. So if the handle becomes tame, the grape doesn't become tame.
When does it? At what time does it not? No longer a yad. I'm saying when you're stepping on.
You never want it to be a yad.
By an oven.
An
oven. You don't want to use it. So it doesn't have a din yad. If you're cutting it for a different reason, for niceness, class, that was the new one. He said a different halacha from Avuna. Hakoytzel ischach ain la yadus. If you cut it for schach, which is not talking about grapes, it's talking about cash, and you cut it for schach, ain la yadus also doesn't have it in yadus because you don't want it over there. Well, what's the case? So, you can look at the picture, but you don't want the wheat for the schach, right? So it's not there to hold the wheat, fakat. Let the wheat, you'll get rid of the wheat. Well, there's punk fakat. By the grapes, you want it for the, you don't need it for the grapes. What you want is the grapes. Over here is what you want, the yadis, and not the wheat. So therefore, it's not a yad for the wheat. You don't care if the wheat gets a short answer. You would rather just have the cash on top of your sukkah. So therefore, we also say there's a din of ein la yadis.
You can use the wheat because some
capital. Right? You don't want it. Therefore, ein lo yadas, and the only way you can use it if it's more cash than wheat. right? Because the wheat's not mekabel tumah, like Rav Menzel said. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah, right? So therefore, we tell you that ein lo yada. So he said, so it's machlokes what Rav Huna said. Rav Abba said he was talking about grapes, and Rav Menashe bar Gada said he was talking about tzchach legabe sichuch. And by both of them, he said ein lo yada. So the manda amar kaitze. Like the man that says kaitze ein lo yada is kolshkin baitze. By tzchach he doesn't want it. Kolshkin by baitze he doesn't want it. Forgot that he wouldn't want these pieces in his wine. Leinichalei, why the leinim tzai lechamit should have come into his wine? Man damer baitze shein lo yada is the man that says that by wine there's no yad. Aval kaitze yesh lo yadas. By kaitze, maybe he does want the nichalei lesachibu. He doesn't mind that it's coming for the tzchach. Yechad lo levadon, it shouldn't fly apart. So therefore, give some weight to it. So therefore, he would rather not have that the everything falls apart. So he doesn't mind it's there.
But
so again,
but he doesn't want it because he needs.
He doesn't want it, but it becomes part of the barayim. So he doesn't have a problem. He doesn't want that to hold to be the whole sichuch. But once you have more tzchach kasha, so he doesn't mind it. It gives a mile to it. So again, so there was two dinim. One is for grapes, and one was for tzchach. So the light manam that says that you don't that for tzchach it's kasha. There's no dinyad. So to kolshkin by grapes is no dinyad because you don't want it b'chal. So kolshkin it won't be metame. The madam that says for grapes by tzchach maybe it would be a dinyad because maybe you would want it. Let him have it. Neimah the Avinash Bagada again that said that for that you cut off tzchach in lam yada is tanoi. Maybe it's mechleik is tanoi. The tani we learned in Braisa soichet te'enim. If you have the vines, the anafim of te'enim, the anfe te'enim, ubehen te'enim, and has te'enim with it, pachilin, that's the zmeiris, ubehen anafim, that's the grapes, kashin, ubehen shibalim, wheat, the straw, and the shibalim, mechabeda, is behen tamarim, that's the anfe dekel, has tamarim, kulon, all of these things, im psoiles meruba ala eichlin, if the psoiles is meruba ala eichlin, then ksheira. Because psilis is kasha for schach, the oichel is not kasha for schach. So if the psilis is moved by the oichel, then it's kasha for schach. Vim lav psula. If not, the sukkah is possible because it has more oichel than the psilis. Achayimarim, some say, actually, you kashin merubin al yadais v'al oichel. Till the straw is more than the yad and the oichel, which means the yad has the same din as the oichel. So my lab, what the yad is right next to the, where the kash is, where the food is, where the tefuah is. That means the psoilus is like till here, then goes the yad, and then goes the tefuah. So now, so with the second mandama says that the kashin has to be more than the yadis and the oichlin. What do you see from here? You see that the yad and the oichlin have the same din. So my lab, the mass of a yeshla and yadis has yadis and yad and oichlin have the same din. And the other one I'm old. No, it doesn't have yadis. So we have the machlokes. If kaitzel is chach, ain't lo yadis, yesh lo yadis, is tali on this machlokes tanai. Zok gemar, l'rab abba, vade tanai. Late Rab Abba that said, habaitzel gas, ain't lo yadis, dafke for vin yadis, not yadis, but fischach is yadis. So now that you have to say machlekes, the Achaim are going to say like him, that for yadis, but the other man, the Amid of Tanakama, holds that's not yadis. So obviously it's a machlekes. But le'av menashe b'agadam, le'av menashe b'agadam, that said ha'kaisel l'tzchach, ain't lo yadis, mean le'im etanoi. Maybe it's not a machlekes tanoi. Why? Amid of Menashe, why? The kula alma savri, ha'kaisel l'tzchach, ain't lo yadis. Everyone holds that ha'kaisel l'tzchach doesn't have a yad. Malcham ha'eskino, where's the machlekes? You cut it for food. And over there, everyone would agree that yes, because you want it, right? And then you switch your mind. But no, you want it for sichach. So now, once you switch your mind, so that's the machlokes. If the switching my mind, machshava oikir ma'isa, I cut it, I'll ask to have the yadis there for the achila. So I really want it, and then the other should be mekabel tumah. And make a problem to the eichel, but I went ahead and switched my mind for sichach. If you did it originally for sichach, it would be good. But over here, since originally I did it for Eichel, so maybe I had it in Yad, now I switch my mind, the Shaila is, if that switching the mind works. Zakti Gemara, I kaitza l'achila, if I cut it for food, ma'ita ma'ya de'abana, what's the reason of de'abana? Okay, we'll stop here because it's one long hamshach. A meaningful fast.